Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today we're joined by Kathleen Fuhrer. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Kathleen, you work on Climate Savers Computing. We've talked about that a lot on Chip Chat. Can you tell me a little bit about that program?
Sure. Climate Savers Computing is a nonprofit organization focused on reducing computer energy consumption. The two areas that we focus on are improving the efficiency of the system, mainly through the power supply efficiency improvements, and also pursuing increased adoption of power management.
So I've heard in your background that you used to work in the fabs and used to have a pink hard hat. What was that about?
You have to wear a hard hat in certain areas of the factory, namely out in the construction areas and where all the facility systems are for waste treatment. And I never wanted anyone to steal my hard hat. And what man is going to wear a pink hard hat?
I think you probably differentiated yourself pretty well there. So Climate Savers has been around for a few years. And, you know, you mentioned the power supply goals. You mentioned the power management goals. How are we doing so far?
3 or 4 years ago, the average power supply was between 50 and 60% efficiency. Since then, there's been a shift, a market shift, to around 75% efficiency improvements. And that has mainly been in the client area. Servers were already fairly efficient.
And so when the power supply is inefficient, it transfers that energy as heat?
That's exactly right. You're not getting any useful work out of the power supply. It's being lost as heat.
So great for keeping you warm, but not necessarily good for your computing efficiency.
Well, the other thing too is if you don't have all this heat loss into your room, you don't have to cool the room as much, so you have additional energy savings.
Okay. If you look at power management, a bigger challenge, I would think.
That's correct. A couple of years ago, upwards of 90% of people did not employ power management. Most computers that are shipped today, especially those with Windows operating systems, do have the ability to enable power management.
So power management is just those power settings on your computer where you can tell it to go into standby or hibernate when you walk away from the computer or stop work. And the history has been 90% of people haven't been using it.
Well, a lot of people know what power management is, but they don't deploy it. And this is because of the perception that power management just doesn't work. And that is true. Several years ago, systems did not work. The system would go to sleep. You'd try and wake it back up. Your system would hang. You'd have to reboot it. You'd get the blue screen. So it got a really bad rap.
And you guys came out with some guidelines, and that's why we're talking today.
That's right. Climate Savers released the Power Management Guide. And this isn't a guide for consumers. This is a guide for the techie folks that are designing the computer. And it's basically on how to build a system that supports reliable power management. Tests that your drivers could go through, or recommendations on how to configure your chipset and your CPU. There's recommendations for BIOS and firmware such that you'll have more reliable power management for your system.
So now we've talked on the program before about vPro and the technology that Intel delivers to help with power management. What kind of savings are we looking at?
So recently there was a case study with the city of Miami where they had 2,800 systems that mm-hmm. they introduced power management onto. And it translated into $150,000 per year on the computing energy savings. And then the associated cooling savings was $45,000 per year.
Wow. So $200,000 roughly just by turning on power management.
Right. And the deployment of it was about 140 man hours. So not a significant investment for a very significant energy savings.
So package. This is just straight off the shelf Windows power management features. They turn them on. They save 200 grand. And
that's,
they're happy.
Yeah, that's correct. A similar case study, I believe it was with Verizon, if they deployed power management on 185,000 computers, their savings was $7 million.
Wow.
Or would be. So huge.
And if you and I are deploying it, how much do we save?
As individual consumers, it's around $30 to $40 per year. So not a significant mm-hmm. energy savings, but that's the power of Climate Savers, is by individually taking the pledge to enable power management, we can have a collective impact.
If someone in the industry wanted to learn more about Climate Savers Computing and wanted to look at the Power Management Guide, where would they go?
You would go to our website at www.climatesaverscomputing.org, all one word. And to find out more about the Power Management Guide, go under the Tools section.
All right. Well, Kathleen, you must feel pretty good about working on Climate Savers. I mean, this is a fantastic program. It's driving real change all across the globe. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.